Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Kelly Woodring. I'm checking on an order I made last week at your DVD store for a special box set DVD. Has it arrived yet?
Okay, Ms. Woodring. No, I'm sorry, ma'am. There's nothing placed under that name.
Oh, sorry. I think my boyfriend must have ordered it under his name. Try Stephen Dowler.
Ah, yes, Stephen Dowler. I called him earlier this morning, but he wasn't in. You can come down and pick it up if you present some identification. Number 56. What is the conversation about? Number 57. Who is Stephen Dowler? Number 58. What does the man suggest to the woman? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Harry Collins. I am calling about the receptionist position in Dr. Blake's office that I applied for 10 days ago. I was wondering if the position had been filled.
Hi, Mr. Collins. Well, no, it's still available. In fact, I was just about to give you a call because you are one of the candidates we've chosen for an interview. I am wondering if you could come in this week sometime between Monday and Thursday?
Sure, I think Tuesday would work best for me. Is 10:30 okay?
Yes, that's fine with us. Please remember that nobody will be working at the reception desk, so take the elevator to the third floor, come straight to room 103, and ask to speak with Chris Watson.
Number 59. What is the purpose of the call? Number 60. When is Mr. Collins going to be interviewed? Number 61. What is Mr. Collins told to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Monica, thank you for your email. The proposal for the construction project in Southern Europe looks great.
Thank you, Jonathan. What did you think of the budget? Do you think we need to increase the estimates for the labor costs?
No, they're fine. But we need to make some changes on something else. I think the estimates for our expenses in Rome seem too low. Did you do some research on the current cost of living there?
In fact, I just used figures from last year, but I guess you're right. Living expenses may have gone up. I'll check them out on the internet.
Number 62. What are the speakers talking about? Number 63. What does the man say about the Rome expenses? Number 64. What does Monica say she will do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Dr. Larson's office. How can I help you?
My name is John Connors. I'm calling to cancel my appointment for an exam on Thursday.
All right. Would you like to reschedule your appointment? Dr. Larson is available at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
In fact, I'm pretty much tied up at work this week. Let me call you back on Tuesday morning when I find out more about my schedule for next week.
Number 65. Why did Mr. Connors call? Number 66. What does the woman offer to do for Mr. Connors? Number 67. Why does the man say he will call later? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Pamela Martinez. I'm calling about an order from your store.
Please wait just a moment while I check our records. Yes, I see you ordered a desktop computer and a laser printer. We are scheduled to deliver them on February 5th.
But nobody will be home that day. I thought they were supposed to be here on the 3rd.
Well, let me check with the manager about the delivery date. Then I'll give you a call in about an hour.
Number 68. Who probably is the man? Number 69. When did Ms. Martinez expect to receive the items? Number 70. What will the man do next?